This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Palestinian officials put the reconstruction cost at tens of millions of dollars, while economists say the fighting could hamper Israel's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hundreds are dead, mostly Palestinians, many children, and thousands have been wounded. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed because of the number of injuries. She is calling for immediate access into the Gaza Strip for health supplies and personnel. Gaza has for years been subjected to an Israeli blockade that restricts the passage of people and goods, as well as restrictions by Egypt. Both countries cite concerns about weapons reaching Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza and led the rocket barrage. The White House claims it worked behind the scenes for days to reach a truce and said Friday Washington had received assurances from the relevant party that they were committed to the ceasefire. The Israel-Hamas hostilities were set off on May 10th in part by Israeli police raids at the Al-Aqsa Mosque clashing with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Thousands gathered there again for Friday prayers, with many demonstrating in support of Gaza. Israeli police fired stun grenades towards demonstrators who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers, and medics said some 20 Palestinians were wounded. The confrontations died down within about an hour, leaving civilians on both sides of the Gaza border skeptical about the chances for peace. This is VOA News.